What's that you say? A new Hypnagogue podcast? I think that sounds absolutely delightful. I believe I would like to try that, and I shouldn't mind if you were to sit here with me while I do. Shall we?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hypnagogue podcast number 470, a nonstop ride that glided its way down into some dark realms and shadowy spaces. You gotta have a little darkness every now and then. It's good for the soul, I promise you. My name is John Shanahan. I'm your host here to bring you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. A dozen tracks this time around, kicking off with Trem 77 with the fifth Compass Point dub off of the fifth Compass Point. Then it was Forest Dweller, which is a nom de musique of Julien Demoulin, a frequent friend of the program here. That track was called A Relic of No Demonstrable Presence from the album Forever Elusive. And you might think to yourself, golly, that certainly sounds like it could be the song title of the episode, but just you wait. After that, Miserable Noise Club getting back to me with their new release, Vehemence. I gave you the title track off of that. Then it was Kravagoid. I am never sure how to actually pronounce this. It's Krava, right? C-R-A-V-A. Easy enough. I can do that part. G-O-I-D-E. I can go any number of ways with that. I'm going Kravagoida. How about that? We'll just leave it there. You can work it out for yourself. The track was called Emisoff, and that track was, the album was Hidden Sanctuary. And here's an artist name that I can't pronounce and that I really like. Future Drugs. One word. Future Drugs. That is from Past Warnings of Present Futures. The track is called This Is the Time. And because you are an astute listener and observant and are probably roughly as old as I am, and you heard that track and you thought, that sounds really familiar. And that's because it builds off of Laurie Anderson's From the Air, off of the Big Science album. And I had to go back and check because I thought I was hearing it. And so thanks to our friend the internet, I found the lyrics to From the Air. And as I listened through the distortion, a little bit of a pick up and replace kind of thing, I guess. I like the track, regardless of its origins. But I just wanted to see if we were on the same wavelength, basically. Then we got a little quiet with Sævard Jóhannsson, the title track from their release, Quiet Presence. Simon Wilkinson after that, his new one is called Before Silence, and that was Terraforming. Longtime friend of the show, Philip Wilkerson, threw a good handful of releases at me recently. A welcome batch of music I hadn't heard. I'll be picking through those over the next few episodes here and there. This one I gave you was a track called Quieta Ne. You know, you can go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, and when I say things like that, you can go look up and see what the hell I'm saying and how to spell it and, even more important, where to get this great music. Then we had Child of Both Space and Man. Great artist name, right? With number two, all the tracks are just numbers. Number two from I Wish There Was a Place I Could Call Home. Speaking of things I can't pronounce, although I can pronounce Will Bolton, I probably will not pronounce the word Skardalia properly, but I gave you an expert. An expert? Wow. This guy's good at what he does. I gave you an excerpt from Skardalia, off of the album Starigrad. Then it was Lamb Wool, bringing us down deeper into the darkness, with Exodus from Ashes. And now, I told you to stick around a minute ago, and this is why. Because you will now get what I feel is both the song title of the episode and the album title, although the one after this is also a strong contender for song title of the episode, and you are going to have to decide for yourself where your vote lies. You know, no pressure. I'm just saying, got to figure it out for yourself. Are you ready? I'd put a drum roll in here, but that would be really over the top. From Arrow Wounds, the track Bioluminescent Forests of Megalithic Fungi. Ah, love saying that. And the album, well, remember when I played The Loneliness of the Hollow Earth Explorer Volume 1 for you? This is Volume 2. Mm-hmm. The story continues of The Loneliness of the Hollow Earth Explorer from Arrow Wounds. And we close out with Ajna from New Revelations of Being with the track, I Am Dead, But Not Separated. I probably told this story a long time ago, but my all-time favorite song title for this genre of music, the broad genre, the style of music that I play, came from an album by Lopside. It was the last track on the album, and it was Titling Instrumental Tracks Seems Ridiculous. But when you can say things like Bioluminescent Forests of Megalithic Fungi, or I am Dead But Not Separated, or A Relic of No Demonstrable Presence, just enjoy yourself. Ridiculous or not. Speaking of ridiculous or not, I will be back real soon with another episode to bring more great music into your deserving ears. And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.